Salads used to be an aside or even an afterthought to the meal. These days, they've taken center stage as entrees, often with complex combinations and innovative ingredients. French native and New Orleans transplant Jean-Marc Sans is an authority on leafy greens. He's the author of a manuscript called Leaves of Greens and Sundry Things and a summer salad columnist for Nola V. Today, we're talking to him about the once lowly salad and its cultural evolution from Escoffier's disdain to contemporary stardom. Hello, Jean-Marc, and thank you so much for coming today.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
What drew you to salads?
Years ago, I remember I was at Nichols, I was teaching culinary arts, and we invited different chefs, and there was this group of French chefs that were visiting us, and we made the meal and everything, and one of the French chefs said, you know, everybody could make a good soup and, you know, a decent dessert, but a good salad. Anyway, so admirative of one of my students who had made this little composition of a nice dressing, and he was truly sincerely impressed. And I said, yeah, there's something true, because a salad dressing, most of the time, it's not something you could taste it, but once it's served, it's served. You have no correction to make. So I like this challenge. And also, salad is fun, and it's relatively inexpensive, it should be said. So you have an almost infinite number of variations.
Summer is the salad season. Is that because they're lighter, they're cooler, because of produce? Why do we eat more salads in the summer?
Well, because, I mean, as much as I like hearty dishes, also, if it's like 85 degrees outside, do you want to warm up your kitchen again? So you could make a salad. And it doesn't mean that it's a salad that doesn't is all green. Usually, you put a bit of protein, you put some nuts. And I think that's what is nice in the salad. You could make it a whole meal. And in terms of, I would say, nutrition, it's a very balanced meal in itself.
You may remember a couple of years ago, we had Kalegate here in New Orleans. A New York Times writer interviewed someone who said you can't get kale in New Orleans, and it caused quite a stir, quite an outcry. How up-to-date are New Orleanians on availability of the latest trends in greens and ingredients?
Oh, I would say we probably have as much, if not more, sometimes than anywhere else. Because when you make salad, you have to go beyond your, you know, iceberg. Locally, we grow some pretty good greens.
You know, there's a phrase, salad days of summer, and people may not realize it actually dates back to Shakespeare. And it was when Cleopatra was talking about her dalliance with Caesar, and she said that it happened in her salad days, and it came to mean something very young and foolish. Now, though, salad days sort of means something young and vigorous, something young and good. And I think salads have actually gone from that foolishness of iceberg to the vigor of kale and other microgreens and different things like that. So there has been an evolution of salad, right?
Yes. I mean, it shows, I think, also by the fact that the salad itself has occupied a greater place in any restaurant where you go. And also that the foolishness aside, which is good in a way, because it's still a joyous foolishness, and we still preserve it, and at the same time, we give it sort of, we open the salad, it seems to me, literally, the heart, we expose the salad, that it has far more to offer than this thing that you serve in order for the waiter to have the time to relate all the information to the kitchen, for the chef to expedite the dishes. Most of the time, and that's a big difference maybe in European dining and American dining. For a long time, in many restaurants, the first thing you will serve was the salad. And it was not because it's better for health or worse. It's actually just the fact that they will have time to take care of the important part of the meal, which was usually meat or fish. It has changed, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Jean-Marc, for joining us today to talk about salads. It's a far bigger cultural subject and a far more complex one, an interesting one than a lot of people give it credit for. Appreciate you coming here and talking to us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and thank you for your time.
For WWNO and Nola V, I'm Renee Peck.